Bava Metzia Perkimel, Mishnah Yud. Hamafkid Mos Eitzel Chavero, person's Mafkid Mos by his friend, Tsaron Viv Shilon La'achorov, and then his friend who's watching it ties it up or rolls it into like a handkerchief, and he sort of wears it over his shoulder so it's hanging behind him. Oshem Tsaron Livno Ulevito Haktanim, or he gives it over to his son or daughter that are Ketanim, that are little. Vinal Bifneim Shalo Kiroi. Let's learn that this is going on giving over the Ketanim. Some Rishonim learn this is a separate statement by itself. So what this means is that he gives it over to the son and daughter of the Ketanim, and he doesn't lock the doors that they should be able to get out. And now it's easy for them to get out. Chayev. He's Chayev now, the Shomer. Why? Shalo Shomer Kedarach HaShomer. Because he didn't watch it the way that people would responsibly watch things. Vim Shomer Kedarach HaShomer Potter. But if he did what he was supposed to do, then what does that mean? Wearing it over your shoulder, behind your back, is not sufficient. The Torah says, "Vitzarta hakesef biyadecha." And the drush is that even though it's tied up, afal pi shetzurum heim, you biyadecha, it should be in your hands. So when you're watching something like money, make sure that it's watched in your hands. That's when you're carrying it along the way. And if it's in your house and you're putting it somewhere, you should put it in the ground, or you should put it like a tefach next to the ceiling in the wall, or a tefach that's next to the ground. Because the ganavim don't look for things there. And if you don't do that, you're a poshe and you're chayiv. Unless you tell the mafkid, the person that's giving it to you, that you're going to put it in a specific place, that you won't be chayiv if something happens to it. Now, what if your children were gedolim? It just says ketanim. It's mashma that would be good enough. Why are you able to give it to them to watch? Didn't we learn in previous Mishnais that a shomer that gives to another shomer, you're chayiv, because he didn't want you to give it up to somebody else. He wants you to watch it, not to give it to somebody else to watch. So it's mashma here that if your children are older, that it's okay to give it to them. So the Teretz is, the Rav says, that anybody that's mafkid always understands, and he's aldas, that whoever you're mafkid it with, he's going to give it to his wife or his children. Because that's like him himself. It's like an offshoot of him himself. It's not like a totally separate party. So therefore, if they were gedolim, you'd be pater.